My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Minister for European Affairs, Thomas Byrne, has said he does not anticipate a vote on the Mercosur trade deal until January. He added the agreement offers substantial benefits for Irish farmers and a broader economy. Economist John Fitzgerald was on with News Talk Breakfast last week. Have a listen to his pretty definitive view on the merits of Mercosur.
The Mercosur deal is vital that that goes through. The cost of Irish farmers is zero. There's a series of studies which show that. So we need more free trade, which protects us so that we're not vulnerable to US action.
When the IFA and other farming lobby groups say the government should oppose Mercosur, they are wrong in your view.
That's mad. Because first of all, the studies show it's not going to have any significant effect on the farming community. And the EU has put in place a compensation scheme in case they were affected.
Okay, we're joined for more on this by Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamy Milk Suppliers Association. Dennis, are your members and the IFA members, are you mad to be opposing this deal?
Good morning to all your listeners. I wish I was as confident as John Fitzgerald is that it's not going to have any effect on our beef markets, because we're looking at completely dual standards being introduced at European level. Like, European consumers demand beef to be produced in a very regulated and sustainable measure and want fully traceable, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, all animal welfare regulations enforced on farms, foot and mouth and
But
feeding,
do EU food safety and health standards not still apply? Will they not apply to any produce coming into the EU?
Well, the Commission themselves are not confident that they can regulate and guarantee that that's happening in Brazil. You know, I mean, if you look at what happened 2 weeks ago with beef that turned up from one of the Mercosur countries in Italy, laced with hormones, like, so, I mean, you know,
Presumably there will be testing of products, and if they don't come up to scratch, well, then they'll be prohibited from that particular producer. Will this not be an incentive for producers in countries like Brazil with those EU food safety standards to actually comply with those standards?
But they don't have the standards in place at the moment. Like, I mean, no animals are tagged and traced in Brazil. The hormones are regularly used, and there's no regulation as regards antibiotic use, no testing for TB and foot and mouth. And it's been done in a completely non-sustainable way in Brazil, and allowing that beef into the European market.
When you say non-sustainable, a lot of people would roll their eyes at farming organisations talking about sustainability when they lobbied hard for an exemption from the nitrates directive.
Well, it's not an exemption. It's an appreciation of that we have a completely different model to the rest of Europe. Like, we're a very much grass-based system, whereas in European countries, cows are almost
one that is polluting our waterways and you're at the same time giving out about lack of sustainability in Brazil. Is that not double standards?
I don't think so. I think if you want food to produce to a certain standard, the European consumer is demanding that, and European farmers are more than willing to produce that food in the particular way that the consumer demands it. But then when you undermine that market with a different standard of food allowed to come in and undermine the market and probably collapse the price of that product that you're producing, how can that be fair?
Well, is there not protections for the beef, for poultry, for the dairy sectors from sudden import surges and from those price shocks? Are you not exaggerating the potential for prices to fall?
Not particularly. If you look at what has happened in the world milk market in the last 3 months, and you see that a 0.5% increase in milk production worldwide has led to an absolute collapse in milk price, where the price farmers are receiving for milk has probably fallen about 10 to 12 cents in the last 3 months because of a 0.5% increase in world production. That's how vulnerable the markets are. And to say that we have a safeguard in place that if the price of beef falls by 12%, the European Union, or sorry, 10%, the European Union will do something about it. With a 10% fall, that's the majority of your income wiped out. It's not a case okay. that your income has cut by
12%. Dennis, the bottom line is we live in one of the most open economies in the world. Trade is our lifeblood as an economy. And
I agree.
And if we start welching on free trade deals, well, then we are undermining our entire economic model for one group of one smallish, relatively sector of the economy. Like, why should the rest of the economy suffer?
But when we allow any import into our country, like if you go buy a new car on your way home, it has to be of a European standard before it will be allowed to be for sale in the European Union. If you even change tyres on your car on the way home, they will have to have the CE mark on those tyres or else you'll fail your NCT with them. So why should we allow beef in that's of a different standard to what we regulate ourselves within our European Union?
In a year's time, if this deal goes through, I go to the supermarket, I'm going to buy Irish beef. And I think most people probably still will. It's consumer choice.
But when you go to your restaurant, are you going to be eating Irish beef? When you go to eat your local takeaway, are you going to be getting Irish beef? These are the questions. I mean, why do we have these standards in the European Union if we're going to undermine them with a substandard product coming in? As I said, with your car, with your tyres, all other products, electrical goods, all have to be to European standards, not to the lowest possible denominator.
All right, Dennis. Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamy Milk Suppliers Association, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.